At the end of study time, I would drink 2 beers, jump in bed, sleep real fast, and wake up smart. I drank my way through schools and always got honors. And as I went through pharmacy school, graduate school, medical school, internship, residency, and specialty training, and finally went into practice, my drinking kept increasing. But I thought it was because my responsibilities were increasing. If you had my responsibilities, if you needed the sleep like I do, you'd drink too. My drinking took place after work hours. I remember finding myself in the middle of the night in the doctor's parking lot at the hospital, with 1 foot in the car and 1 foot on the ground, not knowing which was the lead foot. Finding myself hanging up the telephone, then realizing I had gotten out of bed, answered the phone, turned on the light, and carried on a conversation with a patient. I didn't know whether I had told him to rush to the hospital and I'd meet him there, or to take 2 aspirin and call me in the morning. With a problem like that, I couldn't go back to sleep. So I'd sit up, watch old Wallace Beery movies on all-night TV, and drink. The longer the drinking continued, the shorter the time the alcohol would keep me asleep. I would have to drink myself back to sleep again and again throughout the night. But I never became a morning drinker. Instead, I had a 5 a.m. shut-off time. If it was 1 minute before 5, I'd drink myself back to sleep. If it was 1 minute after, I'd stay up and act like a martyr all day. It became progressively harder to get up in the morning, until one day I asked myself what I would do for a patient who felt this rotten. The answer